Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher and thanks very much for checking in with us. Got a great podcast for you for this Friday, February 3rd, 2011. It's our 439th podcast. Got a lot to talk about. Every Friday we answer podcast listener questions. We also get them from Facebook and Twitter and also now our app. So if you have a question, that's the place to put it on because we answer it every Friday. We're also going to be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. If we have enough time, that is, because we got a lot of questions here and I'm going to get right into them. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also reach us by calling us at 1-800-843-8771. That's all we do here is plan Hawaii vacations. So if you're trying to figure out how to get that done, we're the people to help you do that. We all live and work here in these islands. Most of our agents are either born and raised here or have lived here most of their lives. And that's kind of, that's one of the prerequisites of actually working here because it's such an important component of what we do. Connecting you with folks that live here, understand these islands, are passionate about these islands. I'm a 20-year resident, but that doesn't match some of the agents that we have here who are born and raised and understand the culture and have been here. You know, we have some of our agents have been here, I have to say they're in their 50s. We have one agent that's almost 60. Born and raised in Hawaii. So it's just, it makes such a difference when you're planning. And just find out by giving us a call and connecting with one of our great agents here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. I don't know why I got off into that tangential plug. Haven't done that in a while. It just gets to me sometimes because it's such an important part of what we are and what we do. And it just, it touches my heart. We take it very seriously, this whole Hawaii vacation thing. I look to our name, Hawaii Aloha, which I registered in 1996. And, Hawaii and Aloha, those are the two most important words in the Hawaiian dictionary, when you think about it. Hawaii Aloha is the state anthem. And, when you do a Google search now for Hawaii Aloha, guess what comes up? We do. And I'm not at all trying to say, it's just a humbling thing. I respect that, and it's something very important, and I want people to know that I don't take that for granted or lightly, the fact that something like that happens. Don't ask me why I got so serious. I did. But anyway, it's an important point. Anyway, I want to get right into it. We got a lot of questions, and what I didn't do, I just remembered when we got on the air here, is I forgot to get our funniest thing of the day, of the week, the funniest thing a customer says to us during the week. So maybe I'll get to that. If I've got some time, I'll get to that as well. But before I go any further, last night we ate at Michelle's by the Sea over on at the Colony Surf. That's right down on the Diamond Head side of Waikiki. And Michelle's is a French restaurant, fine dining. And it was Chinese New Year. And Yelling's Chinese clients, one of her Chinese clients were in, and these are one of the first round of the Chinese that we brought in. And we're going to talk a little bit about foreign travel today as well. It's part of one of the questions. But they treated us to a wonderful dinner there. It was an amazing experience. We had the Chateaubriand with, because they do really great steak there. I know that they do great steak there. And it was so mouthwatering. It was like butter. Wasn't it, Yelling? It was like butter. That was really good. It was like butter. It was great. We really enjoyed it. And the atmosphere there is amazing because you're right on the beach. It's one of the few places where you can eat and be right on the beach. So Michelle's, and there's a picture of it there. A beautiful, beautiful beautiful place to eat. And they had like the whole seafood buffet too there. Not buffet, but it was like all, especially lobster, poke. They had... Oh, they loved it. They had escargot, the whole works. So thank you to Mr. Xu, who took us out for Chinese New Year's. And there's a big post on the blog from yesterday that you can check out. And that tells you all about what happened in Chinatown. And that was done by our blogger, Kate, who did that one. So check that out. And there's also a little video of what was happening down in Chinatown. I heard it was really crazy there this year. Anyway, let's get right into our questions. We've got this first question. It comes from Jules5 and also Cheryl. These are both Facebook friends. And they said, do you absolutely need to hire a car when you're Honolulu, or can you just bike everywhere? And you know what? It's an excellent question. Yes, of course, you don't need it. This is Oahu is one of the islands where you don't actually have to have a car because our public transportation is so good. And you can actually bike and walk at the same time because, you know, you can take your bike on the bus. They have bike racks on the bus. So you can actually, you know, where they, because as far as the bike path, because I looked into a whole, you know, the bike paths, you know, how the bike paths are working here on Oahu. And there was a master bike plan path plan. Say that five times. There was a master bike plan, let's put it that way, bikeway path plan that they had put together a couple of years ago, and that kind of stalled, and they haven't really done all of it. They've done some of it, and I couldn't even find a grid on the internet that showed it, but there are places where you can find out, and I'm going to send you the links of all of the places where you, at least you can see where the bike paths are, and you can Google map them, and there's a great Google map tool for both biking and going on the bus or walking that you can do. And so hopefully that helps you out. But the answer is, of course not. But I like to tell folks who are not going to be able to go on the bike and do that, that, you know what, it does make sense to rent a car for at least a couple of days when you're on Oahu. So you can go to some of these places on the island. We have so many great things to do here, so many fun things, so many outdoor activities and hikes and nature eco tours that you can do on your own. Save some money if you have a car. So there's pros and cons for all of the transportation modes. Now, of course, the other islands are, we don't want to get into that, but all the other islands, you pretty much have to rent a car. So hopefully that helps you out. Another question here from Mary Jo Hacker. She says that she'd like to know the options for day trips to the Big Island and things to do while we're there. It's like almost every time I ask for questions, every Thursday or Friday, I get the question, what should I do on the Big Island? We've just done two shows back to back about what you can do on the Big Island. So I'm not going to go over that, but I think she also asked this question on our app. So Mary Jo, thank you for asking this question on our app. And I did respond to that, but in case you didn't see it, there are several options for booking day trips over to the Big Island. The least expensive way is to do what we call a fly drive. You leave in the morning, you go to Hilo, you rent a car there, you drive up into the volcano, you come back, you take a plane back. That's usually the least expensive way to do it. However, that's not necessarily the best way because we love a couple of the tours that they have, and there's like three or four different ones. The one that we recommend the most is Inter-Island Airways. Okay, that's it. Inter-Island Airways. And it's going to take you to the Big Island. It's going to also go, of course, you're going to do just a beautiful sightseeing tour all the way over there. It's a small plane. I'll also send you a link to that as well. And it's the best one because it takes you right down 1,500 feet so you can get a really bird's eye view of everything there. The volcano, the Hamakua Coast, and all the cascading waterfalls, and you can see all the breathtaking views of the Big Island with them. And that's the one that we get the most feedback on. There's also one that's done by Poly Adventures. They are doing one, and also there's another one. Roberts does one. So there's three that I know of, and there's a couple of others as well. But the most efficient way, and I think the least expensive way, and the one that, a lot of people that we end up doing is because it's $300 plus to do one of those tours versus it might cost you $300 for two people to do it the other way where you just do a fly drive yourself. So it just depends on cost. If you got the money to do it, definitely do one of these tours. But if you don't have the money to do it, then you have to do it the fly drive method of travel. So hopefully that helps you out and it helps you get started with your plans. Now, the next one is a question that actually came in from Hilton. He's actually our tour operator. He handles all of our North Shore tours. And he's suggesting that a lot of people are asking him about how the pipeline bonsai is going off and ways to get up there to see it. Of course, if you want to get up to the North Shore during the winter months, during like this time of the year, of course, Hilton will take you up there. He's our guy and he's the best guy to go with. And that's our VIP North Shore tour. And it's a semi-private tour. We usually have no more than six people at the most. Sometimes there's eight, but that's very unusual. A lot of times it's just you and Hilton. So it's just a great way to experience the North Shore. And he does things that nobody else does. But he's also making the point that up there, there's a lot of different points and places to see along the way, because the North Shore, Northwest Swell is what they call it, affects the coastline in different ways, and there's different things to see. And it just brought up this whole idea about when is surfing season. And there's another person that came into the chat and into the conversation here from Facebook asking about the winter surfing season, so, or the whole surfing season, and that whole issue comes up when we start to talk about that. But it is an interesting question, and I looked into it a little bit, and basically there are four dominant regimes that are responsible for these large swells that we get here. And one of those is called the North Pacific Swell. And the North Pacific Swell, it receives large ocean swells basically from all of the extratropical storms that occur and that track eastward from the Northwest Pacific. Now, the Northwest Pacific storminess reaches its peak right at the boreal winter. So it's, and as the Aleutian lows intensify, and that's around the Pacific Northwest, right? That starts to move southward, that intensifies, and that's what keeps this swell so, makes this swell so strong, the way I understand it. And the strong winds are associated with these storms, and they produce these large swells, and these basically they're events, and they can travel thousands of miles until reaching Hawaii. So those, you know, now there's all kinds of way of predicting these swells, and the best place to do it is Surf News Network. They have the most comprehensive collection of links and information that I've seen on the web. So check them out, Surf News Network. It can answer all of this. But basically, that's what that Northwest Swell, and it's, and if you're interested in it and you want to see it, contact us. Hilton will put you in touch. Hilton will help you out with this. And there's other things to know about the seasons, the surfing season. You know, surfing seasons are all year round here, but the type of swells you get depend on what side of the island you're on. And I really don't have time to go into all of that. But I will put links up there as well. It's all available on the net. The, you know, the winter surf season right now is when you're going to see what's happening up in Banzai. And during the summer, it's basically on the opposite. It's down on the east side. The southeast side is when you start to see the waves. So you have to understand the waves and the seasons of the waves and all of that. And it's a science. Trust me, people spend their whole lives studying this. And I'm certainly not the expert, but hopefully that gets you started and helps you with that question. And yes, we got the hookups because we have Hilton that does this for us. So if you're interested in that, give us a call and ask about the Aloha VIP North Shore Tour. Now, Darlene, one of our Facebook users, she wanted to chime in on this, and she wanted to remind everybody that there's so many great things, sightseeing things you can do up on the North Shore. And she says here, not only do you have the beautiful views, you can cruise along the historical North Shore into the towns, Haleiwa Town. You could stop anywhere, anytime. And she says to remind people that sometimes it's a high theft zone. And to keep your valuables, don't bring a lot of valuables and keep them locked up, and bring an extra change of clothes, she says, because you're gonna want to jump in the water when you go to the North Shore, and bring enough money for the grind. So thank you very much, Darlene, for helping us out with that one. Another quick question, and this goes into the whole issue of foreign travel. I'm in Australia, and I just wanted to find out if you can help us book a trip also, because we want to come to Hawaii. Yes, we book people from all over the world. Like I just mentioned earlier, we have some folks coming in from China, a lot of Chinese folks coming in, lots of people from Australia, actually. And the way to do it is through Skype and also contacting us via live chat. That's how we do most of our bookings for Australia or other countries. And we'll get right back to you. We'll talk to you live. We can call you on Skype. And so we still can communicate when you're in another country. And we have a lot of tools to do that. And we also have click to call, by the way, on our website. So if you do have a number we can call you back on, you can use the click to call. So hopefully that helps you out there. Gosh, we're just about running out of time here. So I'm not going to be able to have any chance to talk about packages that have been booked. But we'll get to those next time. There have been some really good packages. Remember, folks, I just keep hearing people calling, you know, upset because airfares are so high. And, you know, people calling me, I just spoke to you yesterday and now today it's higher. Yes, this is what's happening. So please book in advance. Put a small deposit down. Lock in your Hawaii vacation. You don't want to lose the opportunity this year to come to Hawaii. So that's going to wrap it up. I hope you have a great weekend. Didn't have a chance to look at the crater cam, but look at it out there real quick. Let's take a look. It's just gorgeous. Really a beautiful day out there. And we're supposed to have friends are supposed to be coming in soon here, but so far it's been gorgeous. If you do come here, don't worry about the weather. It's always beautiful in Hawaii. That's going to wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Yon Ling. For all of us here on Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.